The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jonk Snow with a zero, not a no. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. You missed Carrie Brooks' appearance. Me ruining Top Gun for her. A little Twitter talk and how to deal with that. And some sports in there. A little football. And, you know, for those of you who want a lot of sports, just, it's a Wednesday, man. It's a what are the odds Wednesday. It's not like a lot of sports to talk about today. And we have plenty of time to break down Astros, Red Sox, which I kind of already felt like we did for... That's one of the problems. You get so far ahead on these things. Like I've said all along, I think the Astros win the series. I think they have... The pitching staff is much better than Boston's. I love the way that you can throw Justin Verlander out there twice in a series and got to beat him. And yeah, the Red Sox have a really good offense, and they're a damn good team. And of course, they could get hot for four games and win the series. That's baseball. I mean, why did the Astros lose three games at home to the Rangers? The Rangers aren't in their class. It happens. But I think this team's built for the playoffs. I love the fact that they're loaded with clutch hitters. And, you know, whatever Alex Bregman needs to motivate himself, whether it's hating on AJ for wanting him traded for Chris Sale
or
back
not
in
being
the day.
In prime time.
Yeah, whatever he needs to do, just keep doing it, man. You keep doing you. Because that guy is just fantastic right now. And listen, I like this Red Sox team a lot. I think they're very good. But I just think the Astros are perfectly suited for the playoffs. And I thought whoever won out of them in Cleveland was going to have an advantage. And the way they did Cleveland, I feel pretty good about them. People asking about the Jimmy Butler thing and would P.J. Tucker really hold up that trade. I don't know that I'm all that impressed with Jimmy Butler, to be perfectly honest with you, especially his little practice tirade today. Is that really what you want to bring in?
I mean, you're already bringing in Carmelo Anthony.
I mean, that's the thing. You
Jimmy
deal Butler
with that.
Would
make more sense if you didn't already bring in Carmelo.
Yeah. But apparently they want both Eric Gordon and P.J. Tucker, and the Rockets are balking at Tucker. I almost balk more at Gordon. I know it's a big contract.
But that's the thing. You can't get players without giving players.
Yeah, I get it. But I guess I'm not all that enamored with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I don't feel like Jimmy Butler puts you over the top.
Man, I mean, if Jimmy Butler's the third best player on your team, you're in pretty good shape, I believe. But, and that, I think that's what he'd be here. And when the time comes for Chris Paul not to be an elite player, I think Jimmy Butler being the second best player on your team isn't necessarily a bad thing. Giving up Eric Gordon wouldn't bother me so much because Jimmy Butler would take his minutes for the most part.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler's better than Eric Gordon. It is a little odd that PJ Tucker would hold that trade up, but...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you're bringing Butler in, presumably it's to play forward. You've already got Carmelo playing forward. I guess PJ's your guy off the bench to bring defense?
Well, or, I mean...
Because he can also play either spot. If you go small, PJ can play power forward.
Well, and Jimmy Butler can play the two or the three. Carmelo can play the three or the four. PJ Tucker can play three, four, five. I mean, they've got a pretty versatile lineup even without Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler would add to that. But, again, you're I don't know. I think you got to give up something if you want a guy like Jimmy Butler. I think more highly of Jimmy Butler than you do.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm kind of like, for me, I'd like to see what they can do with what they have. I don't really know that he adds that much to the team, but
I do think there's a pain in the ass thing about Jimmy Butler that I don't know if I'm totally willing to deal with. But
well, especially if suddenly he's having to be your third option at best on offense, you think he's going to be okay with that?
Well, he's never been that before.
That's what I'm saying.
But
you already got one guy that you got to worry about that with.
But we're also talking about a guy who's been an all-star the last 4 years. He's clearly a really solid player. And he's a 20-point-a-game guy, minimum.
I don't know that he will be on this team, though.
I don't know that he would either. Or
does
he would
work?
Be, and Chris Paul stops being an offensive focus, at least a scoring offensive focus.
I don't know if that makes you better.
I don't know if it does either.
So... I'm just not as high on the guy as you are. And, yeah, to me, if you can add better players, great. But if you're taking away things that fit your team, I don't know how much better it makes you. But, you know, there's a lot of people who follow it a lot more closely than I do that think it'd be a great deal. So I tend to trust them on these things. What are the odds you read this? What are the odds question on air, Philip?
Done.
I just did.
Percent 1,000.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't really have any... You know, anything to compare it to. So it wasn't a great what are the odds question, but it was a question. AKA one of the odds, one of three Houston teams win a championship before Bill Cosby's released.
I think it's a lock.
Your Astros are your best bet. Well, how long is he in for? It's not that long, right? It's like
30 years.
No, he didn't get 30, did he? I thought he's like seven is what he's going to be serving.
Mm.
I could be wrong about that. I didn't pay that much attention. I just saw he was going to jail. KBJ said,
oh, it's 3 to 10.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
He ain't surviving 10 years.
Well, but at 3 to 10, he'll get good behavior as long as he doesn't spike anybody's drink in the joint.
I heard somebody already slapped him in the face with a chicken patty.
Really?
Yeah. That's disrespect to the cause.
Mm.
But
well, you know what? He kind of earned it.
Yeah.
KBJ says, I made it through all the garbage. Even Dukes put him up. You have plans to leave in 29. Leave us with Fred the Tank. I'm not going to go Fred the Tank, but, you know, I don't have plans to leave in 2019. I have plans to be in position to retire at that point. I kind of plan on sticking around a little longer. It just depends. It's like Hoffman's contract's up then. I don't know that I want to break in somebody new. If he decides to leave, I might decide to retire then. Right now, I kind of feel like I have 3 or 4 years left, and I'm having fun. Because 95% of the people are cool. The 5% ain't going to ruin it for me.
Good for you. They'll probably ruin it for me.
Well, yeah, but it's... Oh, by the way, what are the odds Jerry Jones has done more than 5 kilos of coke in his lifetime?
Mm. 5 kilos? That's a lot.
Yeah, but he's old. He's older than me.
Yeah, but I'm going to go low.
Okay. What are the odds Bill O'Brien makes another stupid, it ain't my job comment this week?
Well, if he does, then man, that means they've lost to the Bills, and yeah, he's gonna have to come up with something better than that's not my job.
Yeah.
There's no worse loss on the schedule, right?
Nope.
No.
Like, there's no worse hypothetical loss on the schedule.
No, we went through all the things yesterday about how bad the Bills really are despite their two wins.
Yeah. Like, this is...
Did you see Philly might be interested in trading for LeSean McCoy?
I heard that.
Yeah.
The Bills should say, yeah, we'll do that. What, by the way, what are you offering?
Yeah. We'll take whatever.
Yeah, I mean, LeSean McCoy's doing them no good right now. I think LeSean McCoy's in decline mode as it is. And with a team that's constantly playing from behind, he's not useful.
What are the odds you get AJ and Bregman to sit down for an interview for SportsMap if the Astros go back-to-back? I'll go on record as saying Alex Bregman's welcome here anytime.
Yeah.
He can come on the show anytime. And I will apologize to his face for saying he would never be as good as Carlos Correa. Because I was wrong. 713-780-ESPN. 409 wants to know, what are the odds Trump calls Derek Lewis before the Cormier fight?
I'm going to go with about
0%. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know, he has somebody just searching for every mention of him. The fact that Derek mentioned him. But, all right. Guys, you know Derek's got a big fight coming up next month. You want to bet on him? You know where to go.
Get some pretty long odds on him.
My bookie. And if you want to bet hockey, you want to bet college football, you want to bet the NFL, got a game tomorrow night. All of it right there on MyBookie. That's what I love about MyBookie. No matter what I'm into from a betting perspective, I can get on there and get it. They've got great odds. They pay out. That's the best part. I've had so many websites that, you know, I would win and then try to cash out, and it was just ridiculous. It's like, oh, well, we'll send you a check, and then it's from some bank in Singapore, and it takes months to cash. That's not the case with MyBookie. You win, they pay. And it's I've had nothing but good experiences with them. Whether it's the in-game live betting, you miss the start of the game, you can still get down. And whatever sport you're into, even horses, they got a great race book, man. I go in there all the time playing horses when I'm not playing sports. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or just get on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie. It's my percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the realest shit.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Your number? 713-780-3776. And Mott says that some of these books still have the Texans at 1 and Deshaun plays and wins by more. Is that a mistake? I have to be honest. I have not seen...
I haven't found a book with that either. I've got four books.
Yeah, I've heard people say that, but I haven't seen it anywhere. I've looked at all the consensus stuff. I've seen it 8.5 to 9.5, and that hasn't changed. So I don't know where the one came from, but I haven't seen it. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but
yeah.
Chase says, I think you would like Chick-fil-A more if you got your sandwich well done. Raheel recommended, delicious.
That's how I get my sandwich.
Yeah, I just don't. It's not for me. I don't.
Spicy, well done, by the way.
Yeah, well, if I'm gonna get a chicken sandwich, I'm gonna go to someplace better.
Okay.
I'm just not a. You guys aren't gonna sell me. I'm sorry.
By the way, the total up now for the Texans Bills game.
Yes, 41. That seems high.
Does seem high.
Doesn't it seem high?
It does seem high.
Especially if it's Josh Allen versus Brandon Whedon.
Yeah. The injury report today. It's loaded. It's basically all the Texans. Clowney didn't practice because of an illness. There were several guys. Well, Aaron Colvin and Brian Peters didn't practice with their ankles. Fuller, Kuti, Watson, all limited practice participants today.
Pretty much the same as last week.
Yeah, two hamstrings and a chest. Ryan Griffin's limited with a toe. Deshaun and Lamar Miller limited with chest. Sharice Wright limited with a shoulder hand. Joseph limited with a hip. I mean, it's nonstop.
Yeah, limited doesn't worry me too much. It's the guys that don't practice that concern me. So, I mean, the fact that Deshaun Watson was limited means he's playing Sunday, or else he would have did not participate.
Yeah.
So, AKA, what are the odds Jimmy Butler gets traded before Bell plays a game for the Steelers? I like that one. That's a good one.
Man, I tend to think that Jimmy Butler's not going to get traded. I may be really wrong.
He sure
on
tried
this.
To force it today.
Yeah.
And Holly, quit trying to force Mills off on other teams in your trade for a running back. So, squeezing a phone call. Chris, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, I want to tell y'all, you know, I love y'all's show, and I really value y'all's opinion, and I appreciate you taking the call. My question is about Jamal Charles. I was wondering, you know, why do y'all think so many teams set out on him? If they're, you know, if he's still capable of running under a 4 or 5 catch, and y'all getting him at league minimum, and what impact do you think he'll have with the Jacksonville Jaguars?
You know, I don't know. I mean, Jamal Charles is not, he's getting up there now.
Coming off multiple injuries.
Yeah.
I think
he's 31. I don't know that I'm looking to give him more than the league minimum either at this point.
Yeah, I think the Jags are fairly desperate at running back right now, so they're willing to try anything. And especially losing Grant for the year, that guy was kind of their sneaky home run hitter type. So they're obviously looking to try to recapture some magic with him. But I don't want to say Jamal's done.
It'd be really cool if he's not done. Like, if he can play, that'd be cool. But,
and that's a good team to be on. But I just at this point, I just kind of think he's a name now. And that's the thing in the NFL, especially you get a running back over 30 with a lot of injuries. It's now, if they don't use him a lot and they use him the right way and maybe he's really effective, that'd be great. I hope he is because I love the guy. And I'd love to see him do well. And frankly, I want to see the Jaguars do well because they're the only team that has one of my people as an owner. But I kind of like Jaguars. I've kind of become sort of a, Texans first. But A32 wants to know, can you ask Palillo what Billy Bluster means?
I think that means that it's like saying that he's just a big talker and he's not a man of action.
I think that's fair.
I don't know for sure. And I honestly, I don't remember the last time I talked to Charlie Palillo in person.
I talked to him the other day when he was, John and I were sitting there at times. I just told him I'm not listening to Phil Steele anymore.
Did he give you the guns up, AJ, the last time you saw him?
No, not the last time I saw him, but it's been a long time.
Bills fans said Texans should win this weekend. These teams are exact opposites. Bills have no talent, but well coached. Texans have talent and horribly coached. That's why I give the Bills a shot. I give the Bills a shot if the Texans come out and turn the ball over the way the Vikings did in that game.
Which is entirely possible.
Yeah, the one thing we talked about off air, one thing Romeo Crennel does pretty well is if you're a rookie quarterback, he tends to get after you, and I think the Texans will force some turnovers, and I think it'll be a defense wins the game for the Texans thing. But nobody feels good enough about the Texans by any measure to say, oh, yeah, they should win this easy. I mean, I don't. Should they win? Yeah, do. But am I going to be shocked if they don't? No. And that's when you, if that happens, then we're back to complete meltdown.
And I don't know if I feel like Sean McDermott's well coached.
I do. I think the guy's a pretty good defensive coach.
He's okay.
I got him to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And the one thing about the Bills is, once he started calling plays again, that defense got pretty good. So I would rather have Sean McDermott than Bill O'Brien. If we're doing the little check mark at the bottom on coach, I'm taking McDermott.
Oh, over O'Brien, yeah.
Well, but yeah, I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Well coached versus not well coached. I mean,
we can agree that the Bills don't have the talent the Texans do.
Not even close.
So for them to be the same record as the Texans, is it a fluke or they coach pretty well?
I mostly think it's a fluke. I have no idea, though. I think we've seen some teams just play really poorly against them.
Well, but what causes that? Is it just that they play poorly, or that the Bills actually had a pretty good scheme against them? I mean, they did a really good job against the Titans, keeping that game where it was. Of course, Titans had a guy drop a ball also that would have been an easy touchdown and cut him today. So,
yeah.
That's a lot of people ask, what are the odds the Texans would trade Clowney for Bell? I don't know how that rumor got started, but I can't see any way the Texans would actually do that.
I don't either.
I've been on the trade Clowney train for a long time, but I'm not trading him for a running back. I'm trading him for something that's actually going to help my team. If I can get a stud left tackle or a stud corner or two average boths,
yeah,
I would do it in a heartbeat, but that's me. Travis, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, how's it going, man? I was kind of wondering if you guys, one, have you seen the, regarding Jimmy Butler, have you seen his apology video? I don't know if it's an apology video, but he sat down with Rachel Nichols like about a couple hours ago and talked about how it was a frustration regarding the team, and apparently they did a first string minus Jimmy Butler versus Jimmy Butler in third string or something like that. But more importantly, I want to know, what's your greatest fears about Jimmy Butler coming to the Rockets? I've heard that some people are worried that he's a one-year rental, but that's why we can't give up P.J. Tucker. But is P.J. Tucker a one-year rental? I mean, he's 34 years old. He is a bit of a journeyman. I don't exactly know. Are you kind of fearful that he doesn't increase the team's chances that much, considering the Warriors are so great?
Well, fearful is not the right word.
The more bodies you can put on this team, the better.
Here's my thought, and I'm not worried about one-year rentals. I think the Rockets aren't either. If they think they can get a guy who could help, if they could have gotten Kawhi Leonard, they would have done it in a heartbeat.
The Rockets are in win-now mode.
Even if Jimmy Butler says, there's no way in hell I'm coming back here.
But Jimmy Butler's from here. I don't see why he would be.
I don't think you're going to be able to pay him.
Yeah.
You can't pay him when you're already paying Harden and Capella and Chris Paul. But no, I don't know that he necessarily makes you any better than what you are. I think the subtractions versus what you would get. He had a knee injury last year, and you could tell in the playoffs he didn't look like the same player.
Well, Jimmy Butler signed this year and next year.
Yeah, but he can opt out, I think.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I don't think he's walking away from a $20 million payday next year.
Yeah, I don't know exactly
if he is. If he would, he's a damn fool.
But, I'm not as high. John, you're the basketball guy.
Jimmy Butler is, I'm trying to find this out. He is signed through next year, and I don't know why. Oh, he has a player option.
Right, but his contract next year would be about 20 mil, right?
Yes, $19.8 million.
What I'm asking is, what do you think about the Rockets making that deal?
I think I'm with you. I mean, you're subtracting P.J. Tucker, who can... I mean, if you're trying to stop the Warriors, P.J. Tucker's a good, nice little piece to have to guard Draymond Green. Jimmy Butler may give you a better option to guard Kevin Durant, but you're not stopping Kevin Durant with Jimmy Butler. So I think it might be a wash. It's not like Jimmy Butler's young. I mean, he's younger than P.J. Tucker, but he's not by much. He's 29, about to be 30. So I don't know.
Okay. So I'm not totally stupid in my opinion that I don't know that he's that big of an addition.
Because you're giving up three-point shooting with Eric Gordon compared to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. A lot of people asking about any hockey overs tonight. I'll be honest, the only one that I looked at that I was thinking about playing was Ottawa-Philadelphia when it was 6. It was kind of like last night. I'd bet the Leafs at 6, and then when it went to 6.5, I was telling people, I don't know if I'd play it at that. And, of course, they had 8 by the end of the second period. But Philadelphia-Ottawa is 6.5 tonight, and I liked it at 6. At 6.5, I'm a little nervous, so I probably wouldn't play it. But I have 2 or 3 tomorrow night, so just be patient. We'll get you some.
All right, guys. Also be patient. November 4th, that's the day.
I want tickets to this, man.
Sunday, November 4th. Gates are at 1:30, music at 2. Carbox hosting the second annual Foam Hinge event at the brewery, hosted by Eddie Trunk. This year's lineup's gone international. There's rock acts from Australia, the UK, Canada, and the States. The lineup, here we go. Texas Flood, The Sweet, Red Fang, April Wine, and Wolf Mother. Tickets are $23 in advance, $30 at the door. VIP tickets are available for $80, which gets you a separate entrance, VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restroom. three beers of your choice, access to special tappings, a meet and greet with Eddie Trunk, and a buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio. Go to carbachbrewing.com to get your tickets today. If you haven't made it out to the restaurant yet, you should be ashamed of yourself. It's a brewery and dining experience unlike anywhere else. They've created a fantastic menu that all really happens to pair extremely well with their beer. I love the Korean fried chicken. I love the poutine. They just do so many things well. Whatever you eat, you're going to love it. Their fish tacos are out of this world, too. They're open 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. That's daily. And they're serving brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Hope you guys are having a great one. Man, it's a beautiful day outside today. A little warm, but really awesome. I'm supposed to cool off this weekend. Finally. And we don't have a hurricane.
Yeah.
Florida does. So things are good. 832 asks, what are the odds the NFL goes international and is it Mexico or the UK? It's funny because there was a story come out from a former employee of Shad Khan's that says he wants to move the team to London, which I don't think is a shock.
No.
I've
been in the talks for a long time.
Yeah, I just wonder how that would work from a logistical standpoint. Those games are weird enough as it is. If you're the Jaguars, do you practice in the States on the weeks you're traveling? I mean, how would that work?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I'll tell you what would happen if that were to take place. Nobody's going to want to play for that team.
I don't know. I think there's some people who might like living over there.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, most of these guys are guys who they've got, you know, friends and family, and they've got, you know, a crew here.
But some dudes want to get away from that, too. I think you'd still live here most of the time. I think you'd be there for 8 games a year, 10 games. And is that really any different than, okay, I'm from Chicago, but I'm playing for the Raiders, so I'm there for 10 games a year. Don't really want to live in Oakland, but I have to play here. So I don't know. It feels weird to me. But I wonder what the value of that franchise would be if they did it. Would it go way up? And that's a pretty damn big market. I mean, that's New York-sized market we're talking about. It's just, I don't know if that means you're going to be, if you're going to own that market, because it's a soccer country.
Right.
It's funny because I've never been to London. And I've had a couple of opportunities, and it's kind of like, what would I do there? And I'd maybe go to Ascot if they were racing. But, and I'd like to see, you know, I'd like to go to a soccer match, I guess. But other than that, what would I really, you know, there's nothing that really appeals to me. Yeah. Food's not great. Sorry, English. But I guess if you had to work there for a while, it'd be all right. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody wants to know, AJ, what are the odds you would spend money on another McGregor fight? I think he's done. He's not a good fighter anymore.
Oh, I'll still watch him fight.
Yeah.
He just fought a guy who is kryptonite.
Yeah, I don't think he's done. I think there's a hell of a lot of guys he could still beat.
That guy,
he couldn't.
If there was a fight between him and Max Holloway, you wouldn't be interested in that. If there's a fight between him and Nate Diaz again, you wouldn't be interested in that. How about a fight between him and Anthony Pettis? Like, there's a ton of fights that I'd like to see Conor have. I just don't know that Conor's, you know, worth $3 million a fight to the UFC.
Well, but I kind of think he is because of the eyeballs he brings.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing. As a fighter, would he be worth that? I don't know, but as somebody who brings
eyeballs and sells pay-per-views and does it better than anybody, hell yeah, he's worth that.
Yeah.
And just like Brock Lesnar is worth whatever, because when he if he were to show back up, they would sell a ton of pay-per-views, whether he got his ass kicked or not.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, those guys sell. You see John Jones, I guess, is...
John Jones, Alex Gustafson, too. We'll head, I think it's 232.
I think that's right, yeah.
That'll be a fun fight. Yeah. The first one was amazing. I thought Gustafson won that fight.
Does Jones sell like...
No. Yeah. Nobody sells like Conor.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The closest thing was Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Well, that's why. What's the latest with that? I thought he was coming back.
I thought he was coming back, too. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if that's, like, you know, this is a fight for Daniel Cormier to take while Brock Lesnar gets ready. You know, I don't know if this is Daniel doing the UFC a favor by taking this fight so they have a headliner for that card, which, by the way, yesterday they lost the co-headliner because Dustin Poirier got hurt, which means that his fight with Nate Diaz is off.
You think they probably knew about that when they rushed Derek into this?
No, I don't think so. But Nate asked yesterday, he was like, well, give me Khabib when he's ready.
I don't know if you saw this, but the Eagles are not off to the best start.
No.
And a former linebacker and one-time congressional candidate, I'm not going to say his name because he obviously just said this to get attention. But he said that the Eagles need to start refraining from having sex.
Oh, well, that's dumb.
He says it fogs up your mind. They can't think.
Okay.
Is
that just the Eagles?
Yeah, just the Eagles.
Okay. You know how I was just saying that nobody would want to play for Jacksonville?
Yeah, nobody's going to want to play for a team like that. And it's like, really? I mean, you get on TV and that's what you're going to say?
Yeah.
And of course, it goes viral. It's like, oh, so that's our problem. I don't think that's a problem.
No.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. Maybe they'd be more ornery.
Is that what he says? Is that his
no,
quote?
No, that's not his quote. He didn't get any details. I'm trying to figure out the details of why this would be a positive. Maybe they're just really pissed off, and they take it out on the other team. That'd be the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
But I love how people just say stuff like this, and it goes viral. I'd love to. You know what? I'm just going to. If Deshaun Watson doesn't keep sliding into DMs, he's going to get hurt. How's that? If he gets out of the DMs, he'll be fine.
Okay.
Is that going to go viral?
I don't think so.
Fowler says Watson needs to quit sliding in DMs.
No.
And start sliding on the field? No.
Okay. It's clever.
All right. I'm just trying here. I'm just curious. I see this all the time, and then it's like, oh, this guy is former this or that. It's like, well, what the hell do we care? Like Ron Darling. The other night. What do we care what he says about running up the score? And yet it's a story. But that's today's world. I want to say something ridiculous that gets attention.
Like members of all genders can have babies?
That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the Gender Equality Association said today.
I see. The Gender Equality... That's
calling pregnant women... Or quit calling. Start calling pregnant women pregnant people because people of all genders can fall pregnant.
Better yet, don't call a woman pregnant if she's not pregnant.
That's a good rule.
That would be my suggestion. Rather than that, is like if you see a woman you think she might be pregnant,
make sure.
Yeah, don't that will not go over well if you're wrong, and you know you might be wrong. All right, quick break. It's Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Mm-hmm.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, and it's a Houston thing. Saturday, October 20th in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before prices go up. It's just $20, but you'll cash in because what comes with the limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup, and koozie, free sample of Thrive Plus, and $3 drinks. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. Tonight we have Jimbo Fisher's Texas A&M Coaches Show at 7, followed by Late Hits with Patrick Creighton at 8. Wonder how Patrick feels about that coach's show. Jimbo Fisher, not very smart. I can't talk now the rest of the show.
Can I tell you about what you can win if you're...
You can win Patrick Creighton?
Yeah, you can. We're auctioning off Patrick Creighton. No, but Robbins Brothers and ESPN 975 is partnering up to give you gentlemen that are ready to propose to your girlfriends a chance to win a $1,000 credit to Robbins Brothers to put towards an engagement ring of her dreams. All you have to do is go to ESPN975.com, click on the Beat Jong's proposal under promotions on the right-hand side of the homepage, and tell us how you're planning to propose. The winner will be chosen on Monday, so there's not much time left. Go to ESPN975.com and click on Beat Jong's proposal.
And guys, just a little hint here. If you want to get the $1,000, you can go ahead and propose to somebody, come up with a really cool way to do it, win the $1,000, and back out.
Yeah.
No, I won't tell anybody. I really won't. I'm trying to help you guys out. I'm trying to help you get a $1,000. Then you guys can go split something. She'll be cool with it too. Just come up with something creative. 505 says, you don't like England, but you like Canada. Dude, they're not even close to the same thing. It's not that I don't like England. It's just it doesn't appeal to me. So what would I do in London? I mean, if I love soccer, that'd be great.
Fish and chips?
Yeah, I hate fish and chips.
Rain?
I like fish and chips.
And fish and chips are crap.
No.
England food is crap. I'm sorry. Would I like to go and see some of the sites? Yeah, but you know what? I've seen them all on TV. I kind of feel like I don't really need to see them.
True.
Go play Quidditch?
Well, yeah, that's not for me. I said, I wouldn't mind going to Ascot for the horse races at one point, but, you know. And thing is, you know what Canada has? Like a lot of open space, which I like. I don't like crowds anymore, except for Toronto. I mean, it's pretty crowded.
I guess the weed does it for you, too.
Legal weed, hockey. See, I love hockey, so.
And there's no hockey in Canada.
In England.
Yeah, in England. Yeah. I
mean. Online poker.
Online poker. The fact they love football up there, so you can watch all the games when you're there, just like you can here. Yeah, not just Canadian football. They love the NFL. There's baseball up there. There's basketball up there. Can I stop now? I mean, everything that I love.
The time difference would help, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're going to watch football and you're in England, that's not going to work.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're going, I guess, the week before Christmas this year. So I'll be watching football up there. And the cool thing is, with like all their TSN channels, I can pretty much watch whoever I want. I don't think I can do that in England. I don't know because I haven't been. And I'm not dogging the place. I'm sure I'd enjoy visiting. But, yeah. So he says, if I was Philly, I would call Arizona and say, what do you want for David Johnson? I'm pretty sure they've made that call. And for those of you asking, if you want to win the $1,000, just go to ESPN975.com and get signed up and tell them how. Ooh, can you imagine a Patrick Creighton versus Stephen A. Smith debate?
No.
That would be interesting, to say the least.
That's a nice word.
Yeah, I would not pay for that, just so you know. Hey, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, I have four of them. I want you to choose the winner here.
Okay, I'll do my best.
We have women buying fake camel toe knickers.
Okay.
We have a man winning the Powerball, cleaning out his wallet just days before it was no longer going to be useful, and it was $1 million.
Okay.
That's pretty much the story there. We have an 8-year-old Swedish-American girl pulling a 1,000-year sword out of a lake.
All right.
And we have a white woman calling 911 after spotting a black man babysitting white children.
Let's use that
one. I kind of figured that's the one you would go for. I'll save the fake camel toe because I find that hideous. But
sexy? No?
No, not sexy at all. Not sexy at all. A white woman has been accused of racial profiling for calling the police to investigate a black man whom she saw babysitting two white children at Walmart. Corey Lewis was in the parking lot of an Atlanta Walmart on Sunday when the woman approached and asked to check on the children, a 10-year-old girl and a 6-year-old boy. When Lewis refused, the woman followed him to a gas station, then tailed him to his house before calling 911 to request a welfare check on the children. Lewis runs an after-school mentoring center, filmed the entire ordeal on Facebook Live. It's been viewed more than 500,000 times. Says, I'm babysitting, right? I got two kids in the back seat with me. We just came from Subway and Walmart. This lady is following me because I got two kids in the back seat that do not look like me. She asked to see the little girl so she can ask her if she knows who I am. He said he refused to let the woman talk to the little girl, which I wouldn't either. I don't want some crazy woman coming up talking to kids that I'm babysitting.
No.
But he kept the camera trained on her, and I see this lady's not moving, all because I got two kids in the back seat that do not look like me. The lady's taking it upon herself. She's going to take my plate down and call the police. It's crazy. It's 2018, and this is what I got to deal with. I can't go out with two kids that don't look like me without something being weird. And he returned home, and then the police showed up. Says, I'm being followed and harassed. I got two kids I'm babysitting. And then she pulled up talking about, are the kids okay? It's like, why wouldn't they be okay?
Well, you're black.
And apparently that's it. Police officer then asked to speak to the children. The boy and the girl get out of the car and say, he's babysitting us. And then this weird lady started following us.
People are so crazy.
And then Lewis explained that he runs an after-school mentoring program called Inspired by Lewis. Says, I work with kids every day, even on my off days. And he asked the officer, am I being questioned because I'm a black man babysitting white people? And says, it is what it is, the officer replied. I said, are you saying because there's an African-American male driving my two white kids that he was stopped and pulled over and questioned? And he said, I'm sorry, that's exactly what I'm saying. Mm. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
The reality is, if a crazy woman wants to follow you and call the cops on you, she can do it.
Okay.
That's...
now we all know. Yeah.
Squeeze in a quick call. Anthony. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's up, Fred? I just heard you talking earlier, and I had a question. What are the odds the NFL expands to Canada before they go to London? I'll hang up and listen.
I think London is more in their cross. I still think Toronto would be a terrific NFL city, but it's also so close to Buffalo, and it's kind of there's a lot of Bills fans there. I don't know if it would work. There was talk of Buffalo moving at one point, which... and they did play some games in Toronto for while, too. And they did okay, not great. I think it would be it's a fantastic sports city. It's way underrated. And somebody was actually telling me they're going up there and they're asking for things to do, and I gave them a list. But one thing I said was, go outside, because you're not going to get in a Leafs game, but go stand outside ACC when there's a game going on. They have this huge screen outside, and it's just packed with people watching from outside. Same thing with the Raptors, if you're into that. I think an NFL team would do great there, but I don't see it happening because... really, I don't know who's left that's going to move at this point. And it's not going to be Buffalo. At some point, they're going to get a new stadium. But I think London would happen before Toronto.
I do, too. I think Mexico City would happen before Toronto.
I think so as well, even though I do believe Toronto would be a fantastic NFL city.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. Stop in today and see why they're Houston's number one Harley dealer. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state of Texas. They're your best choice. The staff is friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department, and it's no worries October at Republic. You buy any new Harley, get a 3-year extended service plan and a 3-year priority paid maintenance package. All you're going to have to worry about is the gas. Bring in your trade today. Ride out on a new Harley. They've got the largest selection of 18s and 19s in Houston. They've got what you're looking for. They've got the color you're looking for. They've got the model, the options. They've got it for you, guys. Demo days coming up on October 13th. Come test ride the new 2019 models. Enter for some door prizes. Food and refreshments available while supplies last. That's this weekend, this Saturday, October 13th. And then on October 18th, it's finally here, the biggest, baddest bike night. It's the last chance for customers to enter to win the 2019 Lowrider. Winners are going to be drawn that night and must be present to win. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a stunt show. There's going to be door prizes. And somebody's walking away with a new Harley. Come see why Republic Harley-Davidson is Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.